Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. You could be anywhere else and you're hanging with us. You know what? Usually I have one guest, sometimes two. I have three amazing guests in here with me this morning. Hi, guys and ladies.
Good morning.
Such
good morning.
Cute faces. Okay, so basically, wow, year number two, Open Streets ICT. I have Matthew Martinez in here with me. What's up, Matthew?
What's up?
He told me not to call him Matthew because his mom calls him that. we have Matt Martinez in the studio with us, Nama Marcos, and hello. Sahara Small. Hello, ladies. Last year was the first time we had Open Streets ICT. I heard nothing but amazing things about it, and here we are on year two. So let's talk about it. Anyone listening right now, let's pretend we don't know anything about Open Streets ICT. What exactly is it?
So Open Streets is our main concept is to open the streets up for people to go and ride their bikes, walk, skate, listen to music, just hang out down in downtown Douglas for a four-mile stretch. We're closing it from going west to Delano to College Hill Park. So it's a good 4 miles for people just to go out and be active and really enjoy the day.
So it is still 4 miles.
Yes.
Someone asked me yesterday, they were like, well, no, it can't be 4 miles long. I was like, I swear, they have Douglas blocked off for 4 miles from College Hill to pretty much, you said Delano District,
yeah,
right?
That's correct.
That's so cool. And so let's talk about last year. How was it?
We had close to 20,000 people show up.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And it was great feedback on social media and just, you know, sure. The feedback on the street was just amazing. I think it's such an organic community-based event that everybody just kind of come together. It was really good vibes. There's so much to do. And, of course, you don't get to just ride your bike down the center lane.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Douglas Avenue any time you want to. So that on its own is just an incredible feeling.
It's so cool. And, you know, Matt, I don't know if you remember this. Last year I was just talking about how Wichita is just becoming this really awesome outdoorsy place. People are loving to ride their bikes. People love to go outside. And not just families. I mean, singles, that's the thing. They like to ride their bikes, be outside, whether they're skateboarding, just hanging out with their friends. And that's, I feel like that's what Open Streets ICT is all about. There's music. There's food. Let's talk about, like, food, vendors and stuff. Who's going to be there this year?
So there is a ton of food vendors.
Yes,
Sahara, yes, go ahead.
We have over 180 vendors at Open Streets this year. Last year, I want to say it was like half of that.
180. And you said that doubled from last year.
Doubled, yes.
That's amazing.
So there's going to be lots of food, lots of drink, music, fun for everybody.
Then the cool part about it is it's not just vendors setting up a booth and showing you their products. We have them do activities for the community. So you can stop along the route at any point and have a hula hoop contest,
okay,
or
sit down and have some yoga or take a Zumba class or just for 20 minutes, then get back on your bike and go to Delano or go to College Hill.
Yeah,
can we just do this 5 days a week or?
Yeah.
No,
they want us to do more. Trust me. We've heard that they want us at least to do it twice a year. We're working on that.
Going to be a life-size Angry Birds game going, and I'm looking forward to that.
so many great things.
Yeah. Now remind me, is this a rain or shine event?
Yes, it is.
Do you guys want to name drop some of the food vendors that are going to be there?
So I know Urban Skillet, Kona Ice is going to be there.
Nice.
Sweet Willie's, Smoke and Diner is definitely going to be there. Want to say, off the top of my head, I was really on
there's
roll
a lot.
There.
There's a lot of food vendors that are going to be there. They can check out our website and go to openstreetsict.com and check out the list of food vendors that are going to be at the event that
yes,
day.
Yes, that will be updated closer as we get closer to the
okay.
day of the event.
Okay.
Also on our Facebook page, just come back and check. This week and next week, we'll be listing a whole bunch of different activities and interest points. We'll highlight some of the food vendors. I know last year there was a variety
right.
Of different types of food. It was hard to make a decision.
So everybody, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I have Matt Martinez in the studio with me, Nama Marcos, Sahara Small, and Open Streets ICT. It's happening again this year. This is the second year. It's so exciting. So you guys had mentioned when we were talking earlier off the air that you're doing something different this year.
Yeah, so one of the things we're adding, we're working with Wichita Transit, and we're offering the Q line. It's going to be running on 1st and 2nd Street all the way to Oliver going east and down to McLean going west. So we will have transit there to be able to pick up individuals and drop them at certain hubs or certain places down on the road there.
Now, how often will that be going back and forth?
It's going to keep going. It's just going to keep looping.
You just got to kind of get on.
It's got to get on. There's no stops. It's just if you're out there, you raise your hand, they'll stop by and pick you up and drop you where you need to go.
And you can put your bike on there. You can bring your stroller. So if you're little guys who kind of got tired and you want to just skip right to the food or
I'm assuming this was a suggestion from last year.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys listened. I think that's a great idea. So the Q line will be available all day long, just dropping people off. Now, Matt, last year, wasn't there like a map showing where everything's going to be set up? Is that on your website?
Yes, so that's going to be updated a week prior to the event.
Okay.
So we kind of want to leave some suspense out.
Sure.
But it will be updated soon. They'll have a full list of vendors and activities and the general area where you can find everyone.
Okay, great.
And if you're at the event and you don't want to pull out your phone and start looking, our hubs are going to have information booths, and you can just walk up there and ask, hey, tell me where I can find a bathroom or food or a particular activity or a particular vendor.
So here's a question I guess I would have for attending. Is it going to be cash only at the certain stops?
Majority of them took debit credit cards and cash. So they have no issues with that. So it's be the same this year as well.
Okay, great.
The vendors are not necessarily concentrating on selling things. They're more to interact with
just have
people.
A good time.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of activities and fun games and giveaways. So you can definitely, well, unless if you want food, you can leave your wallet at home.
Or you can come to the kickoff party and get some free hot dogs, you mentioned.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff going on at that kickoff party. It's going to be awesome.
And so let's get down to the details. Real quick, is there going to be beer? I don't remember if you guys had beer last
year. There is a beer garden.
Okay.
There's two beer gardens, isn't there? One at the Ambassador Hotel and one at R&J Liquor.
It's so cool that it's literally just taking over all of Douglas. Did you guys have any, was there anyone upset about taking over Douglas? Or was everybody like, no, this is amazing because it's 4 miles long?
I'm going to think, I think majority of it was positive. Everybody loved it. The businesses from last year, they once the event happened and afterwards, they were so happy of all the business that came down and never been to those stores. So it's just an awesome event and everybody was excited for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and unless someone was upset about their uptick in sales and retail.
That was the only
some of the businesses, especially the pizza joint in Delano, Picasso's, they had 3 times their typical
amazing
Sunday business, and we've heard that for quite a few. Mm-hmm. We heard quite a few ran out of food and had to go and replenish.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of giveaways. So there's free hot dogs, free hamburgers, there's free samples. So, yeah, it was just...
if you don't like awesome music, if you don't like free food, if you don't like to have fun, this probably isn't the event for you.
Yep.
Well, unless if you just want to ride your bike really fast down the center lane and ignore everything else, you can do that
as
well.
This event is really for everybody.
Sure. Yeah, and that's awesome. Is it 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.? I know last year it was.
So the event is from 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
12 to 5. Last year it was from 12 to 4. We extended an hour just to give... People didn't want it to close down, so we're opening it up and extending it for another hour or so.
Awesome.
Street closings do begin around 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then you guys are on Facebook, Open Streets ICT, I believe. I think that's how I trolled you, Matt, and I was like, hey, where are you? Are you guys not coming out? Are you in need of volunteers for it?
Yeah, so we're always looking for volunteers. We're trying to hit that 300 mark of volunteers because we know how important volunteers are to make this event happen. So definitely they can go to our Facebook page. They can go to our website to volunteer for this wonderful event.
And the website, again, is it openstreetsict.com?
.com. Yep.
Got it. All right, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Open Streets ICT, it's happening again this year. 4 miles of Douglas Avenue is going to be closed off to traffic and open for fun, music, dancing, walking, running, yoga, entertainment, food, art. Let's talk about art. Are people going to be setting up local artists with with their work?
So there are some local artists who will be selling their artwork along Douglas, but then we also have the mural crawl along, the avenue, along the Douglas Design District. I believe there's even going to be a little community hub off of Wabash, so everyone can check out with the artists what they're going to be doing. If they want to volunteer, they can, or just check out all the awesome artwork.
Sure.
Riding their bike.
Lots of selfies opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
There's some hidden in nooks and crannies that you don't see when you drive your car at 40, maybe 45 miles per hour down the road. So,
is there a hashtag people can use for selfies day of?
Yeah, hashtag OpenStreetsICT.
Nice.
And we're also going to have some Snapchat filters.
Oh, that's cool.
For the day, so
oh, that's cool.
If you really want to be cool.
Yeah. Snapchat. And if you use your phone too often, we will have a couple of charging kiosks. We'd rather you get active and leave your phone in your pocket,
sure.
But it will be there.
People got to know you're there, though, right?
Yeah,
of course. At least once.
Now, Matt, get your Insta.
Yeah, on Instagram. Are you guys OpenStreetsICT on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Matt, now, in case people aren't familiar, this is a City of Wichita event. Is that correct?
So it's more of a partner event.
Okay.
I mean, Wichita Park and Recreation is leading the efforts for this, but we got so many community partners, the YMCA, Visual Fusion, Bike Walk Wichita. You know, we have our main sponsors, Fidelity Bank. Cake is our media sponsor as well for television. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is a huge sponsor this year. Power Portals is supplying
the charging stations, kiosks,
are some of the things. And WPD, Wichita Police Department, is a huge involvement as well for this event.
I saw that. Yeah, I was looking at some of the sponsors. You guys have some great support this year. Mm-hmm. And I just predict it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. And that's so awesome.
I want to say the Wichita Police actually estimated double. So we had 20,000 people last year. They're estimating 40,000.
Yeah, that's what they're predicting for this year. It's going to be huge.
So we'll see.
How cool for an event like this to have, like, WPD on your side supporting it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just kind of having your back. That's so
awesome.
Cool. All right, Open Streets ICT. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Yes. If you stop by Delano, make sure you roll by Visual Fusion. We're going to have a camera out. So we'll be taking some footage for commercial next year. So if you want to be Wichita famous, make sure you come and do a little bike trick or whatever you got. Show us what you got, and we'll hopefully have you in a commercial for next year.
I'm trying to think if I know any bike tricks.
And one more thing I want to add.
Yes.
We're doing a kickoff party at 12:30 at Kennedy Plaza, and I wanted to throw that out there. We're going to have opening remarks from the mayor, presidents from Newman and WSU. We even have the WSU cheerleaders out there doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's a kickoff party. We'll do some free giveaways, Open Streets T-shirts, and then we'll do a bike parade that'll go around Delano and go back east to College Hill. So make sure you come out to Kennedy Plaza. That's our main activity hub. And shout out to our sponsors, and it's going to be a great way to kick it off.
When is the kickoff party? Is it day of?
It's that day of.
Oh, okay.
We start at 12:30.
All right, kickoff party for Open Streets ICT at the Kennedy Plaza, 12:30. They're going to have free giveaways, shirts, you name it. It's going to be so much fun. You can hit up Open Streets ICT on Facebook, Instagram, you name it. They're right there. Be sure to come out. Have a good time. Bring your friends. Bring everyone. Make sure you have your phone charged because they're going to have filters for Snapchat. Hashtag Open Streets ICT is going to be training that day. So trust me, if you're not there, everyone else will be there and you'll be like, what is going on? And be a part of it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to all the sponsors helping make this possible.
Good. Thank you so much, Carla.
I will see you guys the 23rd. We got more coming up for Empower Wichita. Keep it right here. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.